Those strings couldn't have been more inspiring for either of us. So Paul Cowart, Matt Smith, and Jeremy Kittle, thank you so much. And now we're going to get up, I guess it's going to be everybody. It's everyone to the stage. And we are, is everyone here? Okay, yeah. Oh, Bela said he's not here yet. If you can't see, he's right next to me. And we're gonna share a song with you. Once you start singing these old folk songs for each other from Nigeria, India, China, all over Appalachia, all over the world, there's so much in common between the melodies and the timbres and the way we express our hope and love and sorrow and joy. And we found with this song that there were several different folk songs that wanted to be together. So we married them here. And I'm going to share with you a folk song that I learned from a little girl who survived an earthquake in China in 2008. There was a terrible, terrible earthquake, and I went and I played schools all over Sichuan where the earthquake was, with a wonderful nonprofit. And I got to meet amazing kids, and I talked to them for hours after every show I played, and I learned that many of them had lost their parents in the earthquake, or relatives very close to them. And this one little girl had lost her mother in the earthquake and shared a song with me that her mother had taught her. And when we started singing it together, everybody in the room started dancing a very specific dance. And it's a fire song from the people of the Qiang group that live in Sichuan province, very similar to Tibetans. In fact, I sang this for some Tibetans and they started doing the very same dance. So this is called Sala, and I'm hoping you will sing it with me. And I think that Sarah and Bonnie and Bridget are gonna learn it right now too.